So as the band gets ready, you know, I always try to infuse some jazz whenever I come in here, however I can. And the song that we're getting ready to do is called Pennies from Heaven. You know, and in the new year, I want you to think of it as like, as you're living in your purpose, then all of your blessings will rain down, right? So that's how we're going to use the song. Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade it for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. You know each cloud contains pennies from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. A train for a package of sunshine and flowers. From heaven for you and me.
Well, good evening, beloved ones. In a few minutes, we will be bringing this year, 2025, to a close. It'll be a wrap. But you know, before we can have any new beginning, we must have an ending. And interesting enough, I have been following some wonderful tidbits about the year 2025. That it actually, according to some teachings, it is a 9 year. If you take 20 and 25, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 5 equals the number 9. And some teachings say that there's a 9 year growth cycle. Every 9 years, we change. And each year, we learn something new, we adapt to something new. And when we hit and conclude the 9th year, which would be in terms of understanding, should be a 10, but 10 plus 0 is 1. When we hit the 9th year, we begin to then move into a 1 year. We start the process of growth all over again, of new learning all over again. So this was a year of conclusions. This was a year of endings. And we know that a lot of things have ended in this year's cycle, right? We saw the close of a lot of things in our governments and in many people in their personal lives, in their jobs. So it's a time of completion, a time of ending. But it can also be a time of, let's say, healing, where we finally have come through some things and we have an understanding. So in the 9th year, there's a conclusion. We finally made it over. Maybe an idea of something that we've been working with for a long time. And we finally are on the other side of it. Whatever it is, it could be a time of just surrendering, you know, or releasing, letting go of what no longer serves us, letting go of what no longer works well for us. So we want to keep all the lessons that we've learned and the blessings that we have, but then we release those things that no longer serve us. So this has been a really interesting year for many, many people. And I know that some people have struggled in 2025. It's been challenging for a lot, as well as, I'm sure, great for many people as well. There were still new births and marriages and things were going on. But as a whole, I think for our society, it's been a challenging time. But you know, challenges, changes, and trying times can actually be the very thing that propels us into new growth. They can be the very things that help us to transform, to grow, and to evolve into another level of our being. A transformation of sorts. And transformation isn't always an easy process. So if we have challenges, that's all right. It means that we're changing and we are evolving. So I want to ask you, have you transformed at all in 2025? Are you aware of the areas that you may have had some breakthroughs or some breakdowns, you know, where there things have come to light in your understanding and in your awareness that you had to release or let go, or things came to an end? That's all a part of the transformative process of being alive. We're going to have those experiences. And this being a 9-year, they may be amplified or may have been amplified a little bit more. But transformation, evolution is key. And hopefully we're continuing to do that on our journey. So 2025 being a 9th year in the 9-year cycle of growth in life, it's coming to an end, which means we're getting ready to enter into 2026. 2 + 0 + 2 + 6 = 10. And 10 + 1, it equals 1. A chance to begin again. And it's a powerful thing. We're going to talk about that on Sunday. So hopefully I'll see you in church the first Sunday of the year. But let's stick with 2025. Let's see if we can wrap this up and to see what meaning we may have gained from this year's experiences before we begin anew. We're going to celebrate the endings of things. All that you may have gone through in this year of 2025 was actually to prepare you for becoming a better version of yourself, a higher version of yourself, right? Because hopefully you've learned some lessons, you had some blessings, you have more knowledge about who you are and how you are functioning in the world up until this particular point. And you've also learned that you had to leave some things, some parts of yourself behind because it's no longer working for you or serving you well. And 2025 means let's leave behind, let go, release those things that are not serving you so that you can be prepared for the new beginning in year one, 2026. So this is that year, and we're going to talk about that on Sunday. But this was a year to sort of shed some things because it's the 9th year. 9th year is about release, letting go, and shedding. Maybe you've had to shed some things that have not worked for you in this year. Now, what I'm thinking about with 2025 being the 9th year or completion of a growth cycle, it's a time in which we understand what it means to let go, not just for this New Year's Eve, but to let go in this 9-year cycle of things that haven't served you well. We're going to shed some things, and maybe you've been shedding. Now, interesting enough, even though there are some teachings that say that 2025 was a year of growth and of endings, right? The 9-year cycle. In the Chinese astrological and zodiac sign, this was the year of the snake. And what is the snake a symbol of? It is a symbol of transformation. This year is a symbol of transformation, letting go, but also ending, but also shedding, transformation, transformative. And the fascinating things about the year of the snake, or what the snake symbolizes, many, many things. Healing, growth. If you know anything about medicine, the snake that's coiled around the staff is a symbol for growth and healing. The snake sheds its skin every time it moves into a growth process, a growth experience. And I love that symbol, because what that says is that in order for us to grow like the snake does, we have to shed an old version of ourselves. We have to begin to shed our skin, the skin that we're in. We've heard the phrase said, love the skin that you're in, which is fine, talking about loving who you are. However, if we're going to grow and change, we have to let go and shed those things that no longer serve us. So a snake then moves through various, and is constantly doing, it can do it every 6 weeks, or as it's a baby, if it's a baby snake, it grows and grows. Each time it moves into a new stage of life, it sheds its old sense of self, its skin. Now we too are moving, hopefully as we're here, we're growing and moving into new stages of life. We too have to leave some of these old stages behind in order for us to grow and evolve. We've all known people that refuse to move, maybe out of their adolescent stage. And meanwhile, they're in their 30s, still acting like a child because they got stuck in a particular stage. Or maybe you have someone who maybe has moved in, it's time for them to move into the sage stage, that wonderful, wise woman stage, but yet she wants to be the stage of being in her 20s or 30s and getting stuck there. We have to move and evolve, and we must shed and release and let go of older versions of ourselves so that we can come into who we truly, really are and are meant to be. So I think this is a fascinating time for us. So again, I would ask some questions. What have you shed? Have you shed anything of yourself in this past year? Have you let go so that you can become a greater version of yourself? You know, just about every great figure in history, or even in spiritual circles, have had to release and let go of some aspect of themselves in order to grow into their greater selves. And we too must follow that journey. I want to share some indications. I wanted to start with maybe the Buddha. Let's start with Buddha. And I have a little quote here, a little reading, because Buddha had to give up a lot of things. And sometimes in order to become your best and highest self, you're going to have to give up some aspect of yourself in order to grow into your greater self. But this is what it says about the Buddha. It says, to become the Buddha, Siddhartha Gautama, had to give up everything that defined his identity as a man of the world. This event, known in Buddhist tradition as the Great Renunciation. So at 29, Siddhartha, before he became the Buddha, Siddhartha walked away from a life of ultimate attachment. He walked away from royalty and power. As a prince, he was destined to become a universal monarch, and he gave up his claim to the throne, his wealth, his political influence, so that he could walk about in the world seeking his true self, seeking which now we would call his Buddha self, right? But he had to give up these things that he thought was of value. But he knew there was something deeper that he had to shed so that he could become something greater. We all know, of course, the one great teacher that we are familiar with, which is the Christ.
Welcome back.
Jesus Christ, of course, we know, also had to give up some things, right, to become his greater self. So Jesus, represents the man, and Christ represents that spiritual quality. And he had to sort of lay down that human aspect of who he was as Jesus so that he could morph into the Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Man, his greater self. And he taught us a lot of things about surrendering. He even surrendered his physical form on the cross by way of, crucifixion. But he did that so he could gain his greater self at the resurrection, morphing into his spiritual power, his spiritual self as the Christ of God. Now, I know we may not want to feel that we want to be, crucified in order to grow. This is metaphorical. We're talking consciousness. What do we have to lay down, surrender, release, let go in consciousness of our sense of self, of who we think we are, in order to become who God created us to be, the greater essence of who we really are? We're going to have to let go. You're going to have to let go of some of the images and thoughts about who you think you are so that you can become who God made you to be. I love that Jesus taught a lot about this letting go process of what we might have to do. There was early on in his teachings and travels, there was a man named Nicodemus who came to him. And it says Nicodemus came to Jesus in the night. Nicodemus was a great, Pharisee and a leader in his community. But he was fascinated with Jesus. So he comes up to Jesus and he's saying to him, well, we know that you must be a man of God, because of the great things that you have done and the miracles that you've performed. And as he's touting wonderful things about Jesus, Jesus says this to him. He says, unless a man becomes born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And Nicodemus says, well, how can a man be born again? How can a man go back into his mother's womb? And Jesus is saying, in this spiritual sense, unless you are coming into a greater understanding of who you were meant to be, not just your flesh and blood, but the spirituality, your spiritual identity, your Christ identity, your highest, the apex of who you have been as a spiritual being, unless you have that realization, then you can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. You can't enter into a higher consciousness. You've got to be born again. A transformation has to happen. A change has to happen. You've got to be born into something new, a new identity. Buddha had to give up his old identity before he could become enlightened and become the Buddha. We have to give up our identity that we can be born into something greater and higher. That's the potential that we have. He also was talking about some disciples, and there was a young man who came to him, and he really wanted to know how he could enter in to the kingdom of heaven. And this parable is called the parable of the rich ruler. And so the man comes up and he says, well, Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And so Jesus gives him some things of the commandments. He says, well, you've got to honor your mother and father. And the man goes, I've done all that. Well, you've got to give, respect. I've done all that. So then finally Jesus says, okay, what you have to do is you have to give up all of your possessions, give them to the poor, and come and follow me. And when the man heard that, that was too much of a change, too much for him. And it says that he went away, sad, brokenhearted, because he wasn't able and willing to give up anything. Certainly not his riches. And it says that Jesus then said, it'll be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to give up his riches. Right? Transformation, letting go of our possessions. And again, we're talking a metaphor here. You don't have to give up all of your money, but what we're talking about is a shift of consciousness. Placing all your treasure on things, material things, will not get you into heaven. We've got to have a shift or a change. So you don't have to necessarily do that, but what you do want to do is make sure that you're having a change of consciousness, that you understand what's of value and to be willing to let go, which is not really serving you. You can have money and you can serve and you can give, but it's the consciousness. You want to give up that lower vibration so that you come up into the higher vibration, which is important. I also like when Jesus said at the beginning of his ministry, he says, you must deny yourself. Again, people are asking, what can I do? And he says, you have to deny yourself. Pick up your cross and come follow me. Deny yourself? What does that mean? Again, having a transformative moment where you give up this lower sense of who you believe yourself to be. Pick up your energy to have this carrying of the cross, to cross out all the limitations and come and follow a higher way. You've got to be able to give that up. Surrender that sense of self to come into your greater power. I love it that the Apostle Paul put it this way. He said, I die daily. Well, literally, we know Paul didn't die daily. But again, he's saying that every day, every moment, let that past go. Let the things that are no longer, that have already happened, take the lesson and the blessing, but leave everything else so that you can die to that. Deny this lower, limited, fearful self so that you can rise up and pick up this overcoming self, the one that's able to cross out all limitations, all concerns, right? And rise above and follow a higher path, a higher way, to be a higher version of yourself. That's what we've been called to do. And this year, 2025, was a great year for us to have done that. Because all of it, all of our challenges are preparation. We're being primed for 2026. And I'm telling you, friends, 2026 is going to promise to be a powerful year because we are beginning again, but with all the lessons that we've learned, all of the blessings that we have taken into account from 2025, we're going to now use so that we can move into 2026. And I'll give you a hint. 2026, the year one, a year of beginning, a year of newness, is also in the Chinese zodiac. It is the year of the fire horse. And I want you to think about what a horse represents. You see, we have been letting things go, releasing, so that when the time comes, we're going to be ready to take off with the power and enthusiasm of a horse, right? To be able to do this. So we're moving into a great time, and I want us to use this time to really prepare, to really know that God is calling us forward, calling us into a newness, a new beginning. And so we honor our endings. We honor the year of 2025 and the lessons learned. And we are now being prepped and primed for a new beginning. We say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so as we move into meditation to release and to bring in this new year, let us quiet ourselves to get still so that if there's any residual things we want to let go of, we can do so. So I'm going to invite you now to take a few moments and prepare for this new year as we bring it in meditation. Peace, blessings. Let us meditate. So, beloved ones, let's take this time now to prepare ourselves for the new year by going into meditation. What better way to ring in the new year than having your whole sense of self be open and receptive to the Spirit, asking and guiding yourself to that one presence and one power that indwells you, and listening deep within. So, if there's anything that you have forgotten to release or let go, this is the time to do so. So I'm going to invite you to breathe deeply, to release and let go. Let your body relax. and fall into that place of peace so that you can feel and recognize the presence of the One, God the Good, the Omnipotent. So breathe deeply and release. You see, even in that rhythm of taking the breath in and releasing the breath outward, there's a beginning and there's an ending to provide for a new beginning of life again, new energy. So we say, thank you, God, for this time to let go, this time of becoming still, so that we might feel the presence. We might feel the opening of our hearts as well as the opening of our minds. As we prepare for this new year, let us give thanks for the ending of this year, for all of the blessings we've had, all of the lessons we've learned, and yes, even all of the challenges, for they have brought us thus this far. They have strengthened us. They've caused us to become more aware of what is good and what is no longer serving. So we're grateful even for the challenges. Thank you, God, for all of our blessings in 2025. Feel yourself growing and unfolding, being strengthened by your every experience. We can name it all good. Name it all God. For God is continually guiding us and leading us, even if it feels like we have walked through the fires, even if it feels like we have climbed mountains, or we've stumbled and fallen, the Spirit of God continues to move us forward, to lift us up, to carry us through, and we are grateful for it all. I now let go. I release and let go all of my burdens. I release and let go all of my fears, all of my concerns, all of my doubts and my limitations. I let go and I let God. I let go so that I can grow into the greater version of who I am. Powerful child of God, a powerful spiritual being, born again into the newness of my divine nature. I move into this new year in a strong and wondrous way. I move into 2026 knowing I have been prepared from on high, and I am grateful. So just settle for a moment and feel the peace as we prepare to receive this new year. And let us now count down. We count down as we let go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Happy New Year to you and all those whom you love. May this be your best year yet. We are ready. 2026, the year of our new beginning. Thank you, God. Blessings to all. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.